I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We want to check in with our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. There's a lot going on related to his office and his duty, so we're going to check in with him right now. And, Commish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Hey, first and foremost, I got to know, is there agricultural value in Greenland?
Yeah, I guarantee you that there must be, right? It'd be a very few times of the year, but, you know, I haven't even studied that, Bob, but where it's located, I know there's a lot of rare earths there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strategic value for the United States, and I know President Trump's been talking about that the last few days. Well, he talked about it, you know, a year ago, and now he's talking about it again. And you know what I admire about this, though, because it seems like, you know, it's been a long time since the United States actually had a world strategy of making sure that our citizens had access to all of the rare earths, all the energy, call it oil, the wealth of the world. And we have allowed China over the last 20 or 30 years of just really failed policies to go in and integrate in those areas and build their relationships and take over a lot of those areas. And we're it's good to see that President Trump is not going to do that. The Maduro arrest was a big event. And, you know, the people of Venezuela are going to be liberated in this process. And it's not easy. It's not going to be a perfect process. But when's the last time we had a president that said we're not going to allow China and Russia and Cuba to have that type of influence in our southern hemisphere? And so, you know, it's good for me to see that President Trump is looking really at an American first policy around the world. And when's the last time we, as a country, thought it was okay for a small country like, you know, Venezuela with Maduro in charge, or Chavez, to kill 100,000 Americans a year or more? Yeah. And I think we think it's a lot more than those numbers. Why is that okay? And then we're just supposed to say, well, we can't do anything. It's a sovereign country. And I don't think that's okay. When you're killing 100,000 plus Americans a year, you know, when the terrorists killed 3,000 Americans, you know, in 2001, and we, you know, have waged war in the world for 20 years over that. And so, you know, if you're killing 100,000 Americans here, what does that do to our mental health system? What does that do to our crime rates? All the things in which that affects the quality of life of Americans. I am proud that President Trump now is saying, yeah, no more. We are not going to allow those drugs into our country. You know what that's going to do just to reduce crime in this country? You know what it's going to do to save the lives of people that won't get on drugs, that will hopefully now be able to turn to help and get the help they need, and how that's going to affect the American fabric and all the mental health distortions and everything that come along with heavy drug use and things of that nature. This is going to, over time, pay many, many dividends for the United States of America. And I'm very proud that we now have a president that's willing to have the discussion about Greenland, about Venezuela, about Cuba, Colombia. And I think it's very important that we do, you know, and it's very important for the next 50 years, the next 100. We talk about that a lot in agriculture, but we have to think of that in world terms, because China's growing stronger every day. AI is on the verge of completely changing our world. And if we don't have these basic resources and the ability to defend ourselves, and we allow our enemies to entrench all around the world, then we will become, you know, we'll become a society, a total society of like a state of California, where everybody's a victim. You know, everybody needs some kind of help from the government. And, you know, and I still believe the less government you have, the better off we are. And we cannot let foreign influences take over agriculture. We can't let foreign influences take over our military. We can't let foreign influences take over our way of life and the pursuit of our freedoms. And I really am proud that President Trump's doing something about it, not only in Greenland, but perhaps, but on a much larger scale.
And recently, the governor, there was another announcement about, you know, capturing some illegal aliens. Can you speak to that?
Well, we did on Monday. Sure. We had a press conference in, up by Lake City, and we were just touting the Florida arrest. Now, in you know, there's the total deportations nationwide, we believe, with self-deportations and apprehensions is maybe well over 2 million. And because there's a lot of self-deportations, right? I think there's over a million self-deportations, and depending on what number you look at, it could be a couple of million. And so, yes, we are taking hardened criminals. And agriculture law enforcement, which a lot of folks don't know about, are an integral part of these things. We work with Homeland Security. We're working with, you know, border patrols. We're working with local sheriff's office. But every law enforcement division within the state of Florida, sheriffs, police, state law enforcement, we're all 287G trained. The state of Florida was the first to do that. And we've made 10,000 specific arrests just with those forces, not counting all the additional work that's going on in the state. So the governor wanted to highlight that our plan is working. We are making the state of Florida more safe. And the terms that I like to put this in, Bob, is that when you remove that criminal element out of our state, any criminal element, but this is a part of that criminal element, all of the fuel thefts that we've broken up this last 2 years, which have been tens of millions on a monthly basis of fuel theft, retail theft, all of those organizations had illegals embedded in them. These are real criminals that are in our country that are wreaking havoc on our population. And so, you know, how many crimes do we avoid by getting rid of, you know, the illegal criminals that are in this country? And then how much more attention, once you get rid of that problem, how much more attention can you put to the other criminals in the state? So we're doing a lot of good work. We're a force multiplier at the Department of Agriculture for that cause. The governor's doing a great job. State law enforcement, local sheriffs, local police departments are doing really amazing work all over the state. And we're a safer state for it. And we're having less crime, and our people are being affected less by crime because of these things that we're doing. And if you combination it with what President Trump's doing on eliminating drugs and getting that out of the system, these things are going to be exponentially better, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now, for 10 years from now, for sure. How many people won't get killed by a narco terrorist, right? How many people won't get involved in a drug deal? How many people will not get killed by an illegal driving in our state that shouldn't be here? And so, you know, we're saving and protecting a lot of lives and the quality of life of the state of Florida and the country.
Commissioner, let me ask you about this. You know, we want to end it on a upbeat note. So, fresh from Florida, how's business?
You know, yeah, that's a great subject, Bob. I love to talk about it. We've had a major brand upgrade in the last 3 years, where we went from about 400,000 people on our social media to now well over a million. 400,000. So we've increased it almost three times in the last couple years. Something we've got a great team. Susie McKinley and her team's doing an amazing job. And right now in the state of Florida, and we don't brag on this enough, 70 to 80% of all the fresh vegetables that are grown in the United States are grown in the state of Florida today. And I know there's a lot of growth in the state of Florida. I know we've got, you know, challenges because people want to move to the free state of Florida. But when you look at agriculture, we're still the second leading driver of the economy in the state. Over 2 million people are going to work today in agriculture, over $200 billion a year economic output. And we're very proud that we have Fresh from Florida chart on my social media page a couple days ago. And of course, that don't encumber at all. That was a very specific chart that I had, you know, got from some farmers down south. But right now today, you know, green beans, we're the leading producer in the country, all sweet corn, sugar, lettuce, celery. You just go down the list of things that are, that we're number one in the country for producing. And this is our time to shine this time of year. And we have many crops that are going to be coming in now very soon. Clearly strawberries are going on right now. Watermelons will be coming on soon. We've got a lot of agriculture in the state of Florida. We're very, very proud of that. That's one of our primary jobs at the department, is make sure that we protect that as best we can. And we have to protect it from all the growth coming. We have to protect it from regulation. And it's kind of amazing. A lot of the people who really say, well, we need to protect it from growth, which I agree with, also then believe you have to, you know, they're the net zero 2050 people in 2030. And they think you've got to reform agriculture to their model. And it's just not true. Agriculture is an amazing part of our economy. But, you know, important note, every one of us today will need a farmer three times, right? We're going to eat probably two to three times today. And there's a lot of amazing programs going on within that group and a lot of philanthropic work in our Feeding Florida program. And so we're very proud of all those things.
Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, we always appreciate your time. Always packed full of information, and I like how well that Florida Ag is doing, obviously. So thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
See you soon, Bob.
All righty.